This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family D. Rosenberg on the first year site of Rav Chasko Besser, Lelio Nishmes, Rabbi Chesko, Rabbi Naftoli Besser.
Kof Ches Shvat, Wednesday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Mendy Bude, Limud Kodeshim.
Rabbi said, good morning. The topic that we're discussing this morning is the topic of Limud Kodeshim and learning Kodeshim, and by all means, if you've got any Ha'oros, by all means, feel free to participate. This week's Sedra is Parshas Truma, and in Parshas Truma, there are two mitzvahs asay and one mitzvah lois asay. And the mitzvah asay that I want to mention, or the first mitzvah I want to mention, is the mitzvah of v'osu li migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. And the chinuch says that the mitzvah of v'osu li migdash v'shachanti b'seicham means the mitzvah of mitzvah tzadik hei, the 95th mitzvah, livnos bayis l'shem Hashem, to build a beis hamikdash l'shem Hashem. Zot v'chinuch, the sefer hachinuch, arishon. Kloima, he says, sheniyah makrivim shom korbonos. The purpose of the binyan beis hamikdash is so that we should be makriv korbonos, to bring korbonos to Hashem. Korbonos, and the chinuch goes on to explain, not cholila that Rabbeinu Shalom needs something. Ravonishlam doesn't need anything. This is his way of showing the kiruv, the closeness of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And through the mitzvah of korbonos, we bring ourselves closer to Hashem. In fact, the word korban is, in a sense, comes from the word korov, which is a sense of bringing ourselves closer to Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim was in, I wouldn't say quite our generation, previous generation, was Nifta in 1933, where the Chofetz Chaim was loichem. The Chofetz Chaim battled to reintroduce learning of Kodeshim as a mainstream part of the Limud HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. And the Chofetz Chaim said as follows. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Hakdomah to Sefer Likutei Halochos, the Chofetz Chaim says, amongst a lot of discussion about the importance of Limud Kodeshim, he says like this: let's just imagine that happy day comes, actually even today, that we get the news that Mashiach has arrived and the Beis HaMikdash has been built. What will we all do? None of us will spare any expense. Wherever, we'll beg, steal, or borrow. Steal, Cholila. We'll beg or borrow to go as quickly as we can to go to Eretz Yisrael at any expense, to go to Eretz Yisrael to be makriv korbonos. Those of us who've cholila been mevatel a mitzvah asay, when cholila sometimes misses the mankrishma, I'm sure it doesn't happen to anybody here, but cholila sometimes misses the mankrishma, but want to bring an oila to Hashem is barach, an oila, called an oila, is machafa al mitzvah asay. Those who've cholila sometimes had a shala of rabbi of cholila, have once been involved in a chilul Shabbos, but a cholila b'chatos rachmona litzlan, who want to bring a chatos. Those of us who've travelled, been in prison perhaps and released, or I'm talking personally, those of us who've brought those of us who've been yotzim, have been holchim mit boros, will want to bring korban toda. Oh, but we'll spare no expense. We'll be there like a shot. We'll be there this afternoon. So the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbeinu Shloim, we can do that today. So the Chofetz Chaim, So the Chofetz Chaim, Chazal tell us, as we're going to say, as we're going to hopefully demonstrate during the course of this morning's discussion, Chazal have told us that learning Kodeshim is the equivalent of Kol Ha'Osek b'Torah Chatos Ke'ilu Hikriv Chatos. Kol Ha'Osek b'Torah Oila Ke'ilu Hikriv Oila. And therefore, learning Kodeshim, Rabbi Yisrael, isn't just as may at first sight appear a merely an academic exercise, a Torah exercise, a limud Torah, which doesn't have any nafka mina halacha lemaasa nowadays. On the contrary, the Chofetz Chaim says, learning kochim is mamish halacha lemaasa, because by bringing kochim, we're bringing kabonis, and we're going to show that it's not ke'ilu, just ke'ilu, as though we brought kabonis. We're going to show that it's actually, certainly according to one man, the Omar, as though one actually brings kabonis, and it's actually lemaasa. What does that mean? How can it be lemaasa? Chofetz Chaim says, Hashem b'roiv chazdoi, with the chesed of the Ribbono Shelolam, without a Beis HaMikdash, he's given us the opportunity of bringing korbanos today. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim goes as far as to say, I'm quoting this lashon, b'limud zeh, learning kodshin, yochel kol echod ve'echod, each person can be, kekoyin godol b'yom ha'kippurim b'kodesh ha'kodshim. We can bring ourselves, and it doesn't mean to the high madrigas at least, by learning about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, we can bring ourselves to the Madriga of the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim. In Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's a very famous Gemara. And the Gemara says like this, Omar Reish Lakish, Daf Lamed Aleph, Omar Reish Lakish, my diksev. What's the pshat in the famous pasuk? We say it in the Yitzchak Nechama on Shabbos. V'hoyu emunas itecha, the emuna in your seasons. Chosen Yeshuas is the strength. Chosen is a lotion. Chosek, strength. Yeshuas. Chochmas v'das. What is this pasuk referring to? Says the Gemara. Emunas zeh the zroim. Seeing the seasons change, seeing the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo has created the world, leads us to emunah that say this right. Itecho, the seasons, that zeh say the moed. Chosen zeh say the noshim. Why is chosen say the noshim? As she explains, because the loshim chosek is a loshim of Yerusha, and Yerusha comes through having children. Yeshuas, what brings Yeshuas zeh say the nezikim? That's learning Seder Nezikin, because it's mazhir people from hezek and damages. And chokhmas zeh Seder Kodshim. Chokhma is Seder Kodshim, v'das zeh Seder Taras. So Kodshim, learning Kodshim, is equivalent to learning chokhma. And those of us who are learning Kodshim at the moment, those of us who are zoicha to be learning Kodshim, perhaps you may be learning Daf Yomi, will know that it's a very difficult. Pardon? Oh, so you're learning Kodshim. Those of us who are learning Kodshim will know that it's not an easy limud. I'm not going to missell you and tell you it's an easy limud, but it's a limud that once you get into, it has within it a beautiful sense of logic, a beautiful. Sometimes you're learning a piece of Gemara, I can tell you it fits in like a jigsaw, and you get intellectual pleasure. You understand the beauty of Chochmah, but from learning Kodshim. The Loshon of the Ma'asham in his Haskoma to the Chofetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos is Omuk, Omuk, Miyim Te'enu. So I'm not going to missell you and tell you, yes, it's very easy, it's not easy, but Lefum Sara Agra is quite difficult. It's not nearly as difficult as people who might think it is, but it requires concentration, as does all Limud Torah. That's why the Gemara says this Basun Gibsi Kol HaOisik. It's not Kol HaKoyre B'Torah Schatos. Kol HaOisik B'Torah Schatos. It requires concentration. There's a very interesting Loshon Rashi in Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And Rashi in Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, speaks about Kodshim And Rashi there says, and I quote Rashi, Kodshim Amuka, it's deep, V'chamura is difficult, U'ma'ireres lendeho. What does the word U'ma'ireres lendeho mean?
Wakes up.
What's pshat? I mean, if he's learning, he's awake. I mean, some people come to shir sometimes, extremely rarely, and might drop off for a second. It's been heard of. But what is ma'ireres lindel? It's ma'ira. Ma'ira has a different meaning, as we all know, and Mum's coming to come to that in a minute. So we've shown that kodshim is chokhma, and we've explained from the chinuch the koyach that kodshim has to be to bring us to the madrig of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. So what does Rashi mean when Rashi says Omeireres Lengdeo? So I'd like to suggest as follows. It's clear from that there's a Mishnah in Ovis, Perigimel Mishnah Kafalef. Mishnah in Ovis says like this, Imein Chochma Ein Yira. If there's no Chochma, there's no Yira Shemaim. Imein Yira Ein Chochma. If there's no Yira, there's no Chochma. What does the Mishnah mean? So, I'd like to suggest, I don't think it's my vote, because I think I've seen it elsewhere, but it's brought down that when you're learning Torah, even Shaloi Lishma, as we know, as maybe Lishma, but learning Torah is itself an act of purifying the soul. Torah is not just an intellectual academic exercise. Learning Torah is a tahara. Learning Torah purifies the soul. Not only that, the more one learns Torah, the more the soul becomes pure. However, at the same time, one needs a pure soul to learn Torah. A person who doesn't have a pure soul can't learn Torah. With Bezo, we understand very well. In main Yira, if you haven't got Yira Shemaim, you haven't got a purity of soul, in Chochma, you won't be able to learn Kodshim. As we learned before, Chochma zu Kodshim. The Pasuk, when it refers to Kodshim, describes it as Chochma. In main Chochma, if one doesn't learn Kodshim, then Ein Yira. So it's a Galgul, it's a Galgul Achoza. We can understand very well the Rashi. Umayreres lendeho. What does Rashi mean? Umayreres lendeho means it wakes up it wakes up, as Mr. Kaufman said, it wakes up those who learn. What does that mean? It wakes up those who learn. It means it's ma'ura them to bring them closer to Hashem Yisborah. The Roshan of Rashi is very mavua. Umayreres lendeho. It means ma'ura a person. A person goes to Musashir to get his Iris. A person goes to a Godel to get his Iris. Limud Kodshim brings his Iris. A Beferish Rashi in Erevin Umayreres Lendeho. Agabucha, the Chasam Sofer, asks, or explains, we just said that Limud Kodshim is Chochma. There's a Gemara in Bob Basil of Kavches on the base, which says, if a person wants to be clever, Yasek b'dine mominus. He should be Isek in dine mominus. Shlachar is a steer to what we just learnt. We've just said that Chochma is Kodship. So why does it say Yasek b'dine mominus? So the Chasm Sofer, very beautifully, a shine of what the Halika Chasm Sofer says. I'll give you an example. Let's say one of us wants to become a nuclear physicist. If there are any nuclear physicists here, please identify yourselves now. But let's say we wanted to do nuclear physics. I assure you of one thing. There's no way that we'll talk about if he jumps in at 5 years old, for example, and opens a nuclear physics textbook, he's clearly wasting his time. He's got to start with arithmetic, and from arithmetic he's got to move on to mathematics, and from mathematics he's got to move on to geometry, and from geometry he's got to move on to trigonometry, And from trigonometry, he's got to move on to physics. And from physics, he's got to move on to applied physics. And eventually, if he's clever enough and intelligent enough, he'll reach the stage of being able to learn nuclear physics. The Havdil Elef Havdolos, Kolchim, it's not as difficult as, well, it is as difficult as nuclear physics, but on our Madrega, any of us can learn Kolchim. But to jump in and learn Kolchim without the necessary preparation is silly. Because you need to first be oisik in that things that you find more easy to understand, like Dine Momnus. Chazon Sofer says Dine Momnus is full of Tamas, Toyen, Vernitzen, Kfira, Hedon. Once you can understand the establishment of the way Chazal argue cases, then you can come on to Horoitza Shiyachkim. You want to learn Kochim? First, understand Dine Momnus. Understand the to and fro, the backwards and forwards of argument. Then you will be able to learn Kochim. I want to learn with you a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos is mamish the last blot of Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos is a very interesting Gemara and says as follows. So we're looking at Menachos, I think, Daf Kuf Yud. A very interesting discussion. The Pasuk speaks about Talmid Chachomim, Agavucha, Rabbi Yochanan says, Talmid Chachomim, Hasukim, Behilchus Avoida, Ma'ala Aleim, Akosuv, Ke'ilu Nivne, Mikdash B'yomeim. It's a gewaltige Sache. Omar Reish Lachish. I want to go through the next piece of Gemara with you and try to analyze what at first sight is quite a difficult piece of Gemara, though it's very well known. Omar Reish Lachish. My diksiv, what does it mean when it says, Zois ha-Torah la-Oila la-Mincha v'la-Chatos v'la-Osham? So what does it mean? So it's Omar Reish Lachish. Kol ha-Oisik b'Torah. Somebody is Oisik b'Torah. In other words, he learns Torah. Ke'ilu hikriv oila mincha chatos va'osha. Somebody who learns Torah, and the Mefoshim say he's learning the Torah of oila chatos osha, it's like he's been makriv an oila mincha chatos va'osha. Abba Rava takes issue. Omar Rava, thought Rava, the posuk is not written correctly. If that's the case, it should say, Hai lo oila, lo mincha, lo chatos. It should say, Oila o mincha meboile. In other words, it should say, Zois ha-Tayra equals Oila and mincha. Elo omar rova, is it rova moidi kazach? Kala oisik b'Tayra, somebody who's learning Tayra's kochim, Einoi tzorich, he doesn't need to bring, lo oila, v'loi chatas, v'loi mincha, v'loi osha. What's this discussion between rova and Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, Kala Oisek Ke'ilu Hikriv. And Rava says, no, if you Oisek, you don't need to bring. I mean, what L'chaira, and if you look at Rashi, L'chaira, they're effectively saying the same thing. They're effectively saying, learning Torah is as though you've brought a carbon. Well, obviously, if it's as though you've brought a carbon, you don't need to bring a carbon. Because if it's not as though you've brought a carbon, you do need to bring a carbon. So what's going on? What's the machlokes? Zot the Chofetz Chaim, a Moedik Azach, a Moedik Chiddush, which is a very big chizuk to those who learn Kochim. The Chofetz Chaim says, usually, when the Gemara says Ke'ilu, as though, it's the Ikka, it's the main intention, and the main result. I'll give you an example. Kol HaKoyas Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. That's obvious. So, since the Gemara uses a lotion of Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah being used as the example of the worst Avera, Kol HaKoyas is Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the worst. And somebody who does Kas it's as though he served the Avodah Zarah. It's not quite the same thing. That is the machlokes at the Chofetz Chaim between Reish Lakish and Rava. Reish Lakish learnt that kol ha'osek ke'ilu hikruv korban. It's as though he's been makriv a korban, but obviously it's much better to be makriv. It's obviously much better if you can actually makriv a korban. Says Rava, no, it's much more than that. You don't need a korban. It's actually lamasa. Learning is bringing korbanos, not like bringing korbanos. It is actually bringing korbanos. And that's the vikuach between Reish Lakish, and that's the vikuach between Reish Lakish and between Rava. Obazoi, we can understand a Rashi in Bob Metzia, a gewaltiger Rashi in Bob Metzia, where Rashi says, to find the Rashi, Rashi says, Rav Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. There's a discussion. There was a Kohen who was found in a Beis HaKvoros. We all know the last place where a Kohen should find himself is in a Beis HaKvoros. And there was a discussion in the Gemara, what was he doing in the Beis HaKvoros? Rav Shimon ben Yochi, and he replied, and there was a whole discussion here, why are you in a Beis HaKvoros? And Rav Shimon ben Yochi says, it's a Goyish Beis HaKvoros, why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? I'm in a Goyish Beis HaKvoros, and I'm in Matamin. We're not going into the Inyan of Tumah, if there is a Tumas oil, etc., etc. Atem Kruyim Modem, Beinati Chavim Kruyim Modem, to which the Gemara replied, the person who was in the Beis HaKvoros replied, I said, look, I'm terribly sorry, I don't know Hilchas, so why did you ask? Why did you ask why I'm in a Beis HaKvoros? To which he replied, Ba'abor lo matzina b'shitto matzina. The person who queried why this man was in a Beis HaKvoros should have known that a Goyish Beis HaKvoros is not Matane. So why, to which he replied, look, I can learn four Siddurim, but I can't learn all six Siddurim. Says Rashi, Gevaltiger Rashi, Ba'abor loy metzina. Begisa da'abor Siddurim, he said, what I do learn, he's replying, I learned four Siddurim. What are the four Siddurim? Going Moyed, Yeshuas, we can all understand it's Lamasa, Noshim, She Noyagos Bizman Azeh, Kibizman Abayis. And what's the fourth one he learns? Kodshim Nami. Kodshim as well. He learns. He's saying, four Siddurim on a Geir Bizman Azeh. What are the four Siddurim on a Geir Bizman Azeh? One of them is Kodshim. In other words, Kodshim is actually Halacha Lamasa. There is a very famous medrash which Rabbi Socha Dov Mibels explained with this derech. The famous medrash says like this: Haman Horosha came into the Beis Medrash to see what the children were learning. It was the 16th day of Nisan, and the lashon of the medrash is that Yosef and Oskan they sat down to learn Behilchas Mitzvah So'omer. To learn about Mitzvah So'omer, because that was the day on which the Omer should be brought. Haman then came in and asked the children, what are you learning? And they replied, we're learning B'mitzvah So'omer. We're learning Mitzvah So'omer. Shtelzach, the Heilige Belzerebbe, and he asks, initially it says when he came into the Beis HaMedrash, they were sitting to learn Hilchus Mitzvah So'omer, the Halach of Mitzvah So'omer. But later on, when he asked them, what are you learning? They replied, Mitzvah So'omer. Why in one place does it say, why at the beginning does it say, Hilchus Mitzvah So'omer, and at the end it says, Mitzvah So'omer. So the saintly Belzerebbe Moyudik. Initially, when they started learning, they were sitting to learn the Halachas, because they hadn't yet started learning. However, when they were actually learning, it was Lamasa. So since it was Lamasa, they weren't learning the Hilchos anymore. They were being Mekayim, actually, the Mitzvah So'omer. That's why Hilchos doesn't, that's why it doesn't say Hilchos and it says Mitzvah Soima. I know we've only got 5 minutes left. I had intended to speak a bit Lamasa, so we'll start and see how far we get. Every day we say Korbonos, and we now can see the Chashivas are saying Korbonos, and hopefully at least we've had a little glimpse of that. Perhaps if we do, it's very rare, it's the Korbonos dealing with Ophus, birds. So I wanted to speak a little bit Lamasa, and it is Lamasa, as we explained, Halucha Lamasa, about Ophus. There are two types of Korbonos, of bird offerings. One is known as a Ola Sa'of, and the other is a Chatos Sa'of. When do you bring an Ola Sa'of, and when do you bring a Chatos Sa'of? You bring an Ola Sa'of or Chatos Sa'of in the following circumstances. There's a korban called a korban Ola V'yerid, which is a misnomer, because it's not a korban Ola at all, it's a korban Chatos. Why is it referred to as Ola V'yerid? Because it's means tested. The rich bring a behema, the middle classes bring two birds, one is an Ola, one is a Chatos, and the poorest people bring flour. Another situation where one brings Ophus would be, and when do you bring a Korban Ola V'yerid? If a person has made a Shavua, a false Shavua, in certain circumstances, if a person has gone B'shogeg into the Beis HaMikdash, or B'tomei he's eaten Kodshim. Another circumstance where you bring Ophus is a Yeledes, a Metzora, a Zov, a Zova, and a Nozitomei. These are situations where you bring Ophus. How do you shecht Ophus? You don't shecht Ophus. You do Malika. How do you do Malika? That's a separate shear, which obviously we haven't got the time for now. If anybody's interested, I've got some pictures at home showing how you do Malika. There's a very interesting difference between an Ola and a Chatos and the manner in which you do Malika. The Gabba the Ola, when you do Malika, you have to decapitate it. It says Yavdil. You have to cut through both Simonim, and you must actually decapitate it. That's Ola. By Chatos, the Torah says Lo Yavdil. You don't decapitate it. You go through one Simon, and that's enough. I saw a very beautiful, and I'll finish with that, a very beautiful Shem Mishmuel, who explains, why is it that by an Ola you have to decapitate, and why is it by a Chatos that you don't have to decapitate? So the Shem Mishmuel and Moridik Avot. The Shem Mishmuel says, why does a person bring an Ola? He brings an Ola because of Hirbo Halev. He's had a bad machshavas. And the kash is obvious. Since when does the heart think? The brain thinks. The truth is, a person can't stop thoughts going in his mind. Thoughts go into your mind the whole time. You can't stop them, and you can't be held responsible for them. Your duty is to ensure that the thoughts which fall into your head do not reach your heart. If it falls in, a silly machshava falls in, you immediately get rid of it. That's why by an oila we say split the head from the heart. In other words, we're teaching you, don't let the machshavas of the head, this is the Shem Mishmuel, don't let the machshavas of the head reach the heart. Masha inkem b'chatos ha'oif, where what have you done? You've done a masa b'shogeg b'li yadir. Had you kept your mind on what you were doing, you wouldn't have done this chatos. So the Torah says, don't split, in this case, the head and the heart. That's the difference between Ola Sa'of and Chatos Sa'of. Rabbi said, the limud of Seder Kodshim is a limud which shows emunah, because by learning Seder Kodshim, we're showing emunah in our ultimate geula. Rabbi Chaim Halpud told me yesterday, when I was telling him what I was speaking about, he says, with that you can explain the Hirotzen at the end of davening. Saint Shibona Beis Hamikdash Saint Chalkenu B'Soiro Secho. B'Soiro Secho, not B'Soiro Seinu. Because when the Beis Hamikdash gets built, there'll be a whole chelik of kodshim which we'll need to understand, which may not be so familiar. So we daven to Rabbeinu Shalom, give us a chelik B'Soiro Secho. the schus of the learning, and which is perhaps the reason why it's become so common, which is why it's become much more common in this generation, the schus of learning about Kodshim, talking about Kodshim, learning Mishnayos, Gemara, Mietz Hashem, be Mazaka asked to be Zechet, the Binyan by Aslam, Meir Vimeinu, Amen.